Are there any situations, and actually I can recall there was a presentation by Van Cutsem in colon cancer where they tried to escalate the dose of cetuximab and it looked like maybe they got better response rates. Is there any similar data in head and neck? And is there any situation where you actually might do that off study?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Neil, because we know that the doses we're giving cetuximab at right now are not the dose-limiting areas at all. In fact, you know you can give more. We can give 400, and that's pretty safe. People don't seem to have adverse events. That was more as a loading dose so that you can maintain a steady state. But there are some studies planned looking at dose escalation, not specifically in head and neck, but I think to explore this concept as you've described. Again, we don't have any data that increasing the dose of cetuximab adds any benefit right now. And it's been tried more so with TKIs to look at increasing the dose to rash. And the problem is, you may get a better response. The question is, does that response correlate to survival? And in fact, in the lung cancer literature, when they've looked at mutational status, which we know gives you a better response, survival hasn't necessarily been advantageous over a matched control with a mutation, who's just getting traditional therapy. So again, these dose-to-response studies are going to be difficult to interpret. They really have to be larger to assess some sort of survival endpoint, but those become very difficult and costly. And then the question will be begged, well, is this where we should be studying, or should we try to explore other areas where drugs like this may work?